This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 4th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Thessalonians 1:9b. It says there, "And how you turned away from idols to God to serve the true and living God." End of quote. The Bible says the idol worship begins with the man's departure from the loving, living, and only one Creator God. It is the result of the apostasy in people's hearts toward the truth revealed to them. People's imagination that God is not interested in their personal lives because God is up there in heaven and least bothered about the affairs of humans. The belief that God created the world and then left it alone because He is so high and separate from His creation. That is called deism. Deism holds the view that God does not intervene with the functioning of the natural world in any way, allowing it to run according to the laws of nature. However, you know, the Bible reveals God's transcendence and immanence, nearness, as His two unique attributes. Even though He is far away and different from others, He is very near and close to us. Bible reveals even though God is so high and above, and He is glorious more than our wildest imaginations, He is still involved with the details of all the heavens, the earth, under the earth, and our personal lives daily. The thought that God may not be interested in our lives led some, even in the second generation of Adam's race, to depart from Him and seek the intermediaries for help. From there onwards, people through the generations found intermediaries in heavenly bodies like sun, moon, and stars. They also found intermediaries for help in some prominent figures because of their seemingly good standing with God. They thought it would help them to get favor from God by appealing to higher classes like heaven's shining and helpful bodies, or even in those people about whom they assumed had a good rapport with God during their earthly life. You see, Romans chapter 1 verse 21 says, "Even though people knew the truth about God in their hearts, they did not honor Him as God." God's invisible and powerful attributes were clearly seen through His works of marvelous creation around us. In addition, they knew God internally from inside, from their heart. Chapter 1 verses 19 to 20. Sadly, even though they knew God and His creation, they did not have a thankful heart or did not honor toward the one living God. They did not honor Him. As a result, their heart was darkened and became foolish in their speculations. The result was idol worship, according to Romans 1:23. It says there, they exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man, birds, animals, and so forth. Verse 25 says, they exchanged the truth about God for a lie. This resulted in worshipping and serving the creature rather than the Creator. Now, some innocent people got into this false belief system because they are born into the families and communities of those who exchanged and communicated the truth of God for a lie. You see, such people may never have questioned the cultural system they were in because they were born and brought up in such a culture. They also became part of the lie system without much thoughts giving behind it. Average person has a tendency to go with the flow. This is what happened to many of them. Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9 this. Listen carefully. It says, to remember how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God. End of quote. It illustrates how did the transfer happen in their lives in the preceding verses of Thessalonians chapter 1. It says the gospel, the good news, came to them or preached to them, not just in its words, but also with all its power came to them. This meant they heard the preaching of the gospel, verse 5a, which is the truth of God, and the Holy Spirit of God convicted them when they heard the preaching of the gospel. As a result, many people in the city of Thessalonica turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. This was a big turning away from idols to the living God, and it still happens. Turning from idols to the living God, putting their trust, the true trust, in the living God. Beloved, this is the only way to turn from idols to true and living God, who is the creator of all. The gospel informs God loves you, and he is intimately involved with your personal life. God cares about you and your future. As a result, God sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to die in your place to pay for all of your sins so that you can come closer to God and enjoy the loving fellowship with him in and through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, the Savior of the whole world. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe in the good news, the gospel, that you love me and cares about me, and you are intimately involved in my personal lives. Although you are transcendent and different from me, you are imminent and very near to me as well. I believe, as a proof of your love, you already sent Jesus for my sin. And Jesus carried my sins on his body and paid a ransom for all of my sins with his divine and sinless blood. Now I can have fellowship and friendship with you when I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. I accept Jesus and believe in him now. Please save me and grant me the eternal life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.